Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Om Vishnupada Paramhamsa Parivraja Kacharya Shtotra Shat Srimad His Divine Grace Srila Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskon BBT Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupada Paramhamsa Parivraja Kacharya Shtotra Shat Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Samaveta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki प्रेम से कहिए श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की। श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की। समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की। गुरु और गौरांग की। हरे कृष्ण। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सह गणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यां नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। तो आई वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर टुडेज संडे फीस क्लास। दिस मंथ इज वेरी स्पेशल। इट्स अ मंथ ऑफ दिवाली। कार्तिक का महीना है ये। सो इसके लिए दिस मंथ इज इम्ब्यूड विद द स्वीटनेस ऑफ कृष्णास वेरी वेरी स्पेशल पास्ट टाइम्स। ऑल द मेजर स्पेशल एंडियरिंग पास्ट टाइम्स हैपेंड मोस्टली इन दिस मंथ। सो इट्स वेरी डियर टू द हार्ट ऑफ द डिवोटीज। इट्स वेरी डियर टू द हार्ट ऑफ राधा रानी। एंड देयरफॉर एनी एक्टिविटी परफॉर्म्ड इन दिस मंथ हैज स्पेशल बेनिफिट 1000 टाइम्स मोर बेनिफिट। हिंदी में ट्रांसलेशन नीचे हो रहा है, तो इन दैट केस जिसको भी हिंदी में सुनना है नीचे जाकर के सुन सकते हैं, हिंदी में क्लास हो रहा है भक्ति वेदांत हॉल में, यहां पे अंग्रेजी में होगा। सो so most of the devotees from this temple are still in Vrindavan. More than 5,000 devotees are there, and everyone has gone to connect with this Vrindavan vibrations, with the sweetness of the Lord. So the Lord is great. That's why you can see behind there are volumes of books that Srila Prabhupada has written, and Srimad Bhagavatam is that masterpiece which is Prabhupada's major work, of which the 10th canto elaborates on the pastimes of Lord Krishna. The first 9 cantos describe the greatness of the Lord, how great the Lord is. And after going through the first 9 cantos, 9 portions of Bhagavatam, then when one reads the Dashama Skanda, 10th canto, then he actually understands. After knowing the greatness of the personalities, then when he reads the 10th canto, then he experiences all the effects of that 10th canto. Otherwise, if a person directly reads Krishna Leela, he'll have many questions which will remain like kind of like puzzling, why Lord Krishna performed these activities. But these Lord Krishna descends in this planet paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chadushkritam. The first thing that the Lord wants to do is to please his devotees, paritranaya sadhunam, to save his devotees. But more than saving is to engage in such sweet pastimes that will, you know, capture their heart. To please his devotees he comes. So like if the Lord wants to destroy the demons, he doesn't have to actually physically come, but he does so only to, you know, capture the heart of the devotees. So like the Lord came 5,000 years ago as Lord Krishna, but the same Lord Krishna also came 500 years ago as Lord Chaitanya. As you can see in the altar in the left side, the deities of Nityananda Prabhu and Gaurang Mahaprabhu with their hands upraised. So in this pastime, the Lord in Kali Yuga, he comes to show to the Kali Yugans, we are Kali Yugans, like when we read or we hear about Lord Krishna's instructions or his pastimes, we have many skeptical questions, and we have many, you know, the first thing is we have challenging questions. So to come and demonstrate the life of a devotee, to show to us what it means to do devotional service, what is the sweetness of that devotion, to show us as his personal example, he came as a devotee. Otherwise, if Lord comes as Lord and tries to establish Dharma, then he'll have to, you know, again, you know, because most of the 99% of the population of Kali Yuga is all demoniac, influenced more by demonic influence. So he'll have to punish all of them. So he is coming and enacting the role of a devotee to show us how it is a very, it is susukam kartum avyayam, like it is such a very nice experience to be a devotee. It is not a tapasya, it is not a troublesome thing, it is not a punishment. Spiritual life is not bitter, karela juice, you know. It is very sweet, and that the Lord shows by his own person. So therefore, we will try, and the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they say that if you want to actually understand the Vrindavan Leela of Lord, if you want to actually enter into the Vrindavan Leela of the Lord, then the best way is to approach Vrindavan through Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. To Gaur Nitai, if we approach Vrindavan, then Vrindavan is approachable. Otherwise, Vrindavan is so high, it is such a high state of consciousness. It's such a high pastime of the Lord that when we try to directly approach, we may not even get anywhere close to it. So therefore, in order to capture the effects of Vrindavan vibrations, we'll discuss the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, as Lord Krishna, when he came 5000 years ago, he actually only interacted with his own devotees and he performed the pastimes and he left. And afterwards he realized that, of course, there are many reasons why he comes, internal reasons and external reasons. One of the external reasons, the real reason is he himself wanted to taste the devotion. What is the devotee's feeling towards him? How is the devotee's relishing bhakti? So, first of all, he himself relished. And when he himself relished, then he wanted to distribute it to others. And it's also that when a person relishes, then the other people, when they're seeing it, they feel, what is this person relishing? So, his relishing is also an advertisement for the people of this world. And they start questioning, how is it that he is relishing so much? And when they question it, they are kind of in a mood of receiving. And when Lord was performing his Sankirtan pastimes in closed doors in Shriva Sangam, so at that time, all those non-devotees, Navadvip Vasis at that time, non-devotees, they can hear the ecstatic sound vibrations of the Sankirtan. But they were not allowed inside. So they were very envious that they are not, means they were not happy about it. And they were, because they are not in synchrony with the philosophy of Vaishnavism, so they were naturally envious. All the people of this world are, all of us are naturally envious. That's why we are in this world. So they were like kind of speaking ill about the Lord and the Lord's followers, that they think that they are great. They are just relishing inside. So first of all, the Lord created that kind of a craving in their heart that, this is something sweet. And then later on, the Lord actually distributed this mercy. In fact, the importance for us to go into Chaitanya Charitamrita is so much that we can see the founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, how much trouble he has taken and how much importance he gave, is that he interrupted the writing of his masterpiece. You can see the 18 volume Srimad Bhagavatam set right from the top to bottom is first volume, first canto to the 12th canto, which is the 18th volume, is the last part. So in order, that was his masterpiece, to complete the commentary to Bhagavatam. But in between, when he was around in 5th canto or so, he interrupted his commenting on Bhagavatam. Why? Because he wanted his followers to understand Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He considered that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is of topmost importance for the followers of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, for all the people of Kali Yuga for that matter. If they are not spiritually connected, or if they are spiritually connected in all ways, if they take shiksha, if they take teachings from Lord Chaitanya, then it will only enhance their spiritual understanding. And all categories of people from all walks of life, whether they are from non-Vedic backgrounds, and in Vedic backgrounds also from multiple, so many schools are there, but all kinds of schools, they can they can connect to Lord Chaitanya's teachings and enhance their own understanding of spirituality and come ultimately close to achieving love of God. So therefore, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, 9 volume Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada, wrote an entire commentary. I mean, he dictated it all in a matter of 1.5 years. In a matter of 1.5 years, he dictated it, and he asked his followers, Rameshwar Swami at that time, to publish these books in a matter of 2 months. So initially, when Rameshwar Swami heard that Prabhupada, there was a meeting, and Prabhupada called Rameshwar Swami and the BBT team to And he told that how much time will it take to complete it all? Then he said 2 years for the entire publishing, proofreading, and you can see the books. It has good quality paintings and also have a good quality work. It will take minimum two years. So Srila Prabhupada said, I want you to do it in 2 months. And then they just froze. They couldn't believe that this is, how can it be possible? And then Prabhupada concluded the meeting and walked away. And when Prabhupada walked away, Rameshwar Swami quickly went behind Srila Prabhupada, coming, he wanted to clarify what is the meaning of 2 months. Is it possible? He wanted to explain to Srila Prabhupada it is not possible to do in 2 months. But then Srila Prabhupada stuck to that word that he said, he wants his followers to do it in 2 months. So then this miracle happened. Rameshwar Swami Prabhupada said, I'll give you the best of all men from all around all different parts of temples. You want the painters, many painters. How many painters you want? How many proofreaders, editors? All you will get. But you do it, you organize it in 2 months. So devotees worked in 24 hour shift to the extent that it was not one person who was painting the picture. It was many people who were painting. One person would paint the picture up until late night and then he will fall asleep there itself in front of the painting. The next person will come, he will put that person aside and he will continue the painting. And then this person, when he gets up, he will walk away, again become fresh, come back. So in 2 or 3 shifts, this painting used to happen. Same thing in the editing section, proofreading section. So everything was done in a matter of 2 months. And they gave Prabhupada the work, ready work. And Prabhupada was pleased with their activity. And so if the printing and, even right from the scratch, Prabhupada did it in 1.5 years, and in 2 months, it was published and printed. If the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita work was done in less than 2 years, then we can also, attempt to try to complete the reading in, less than 2 years. It's an inspiration for us because this is the hard work of these devotees. So this is the most recent incarnation, and Lord Chaitanya's incarnation is not very known we came to know first time we heard of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda when we came in ISKCON movement, and only the Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas in Bengal, they know about Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, and maybe the rest of the Bengalis, they know Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda as social reformers or saintly persons, that's all. But the details of how Lord Chaitanya is the same Lord Krishna and Lord Nityananda is same Lord Balaram is known only to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas and not to the rest of the world. So how much we should be very eager to know the entire pastime and drink through every detail of that teachings of Lord Chaitanya, because the Lord came just 500 years ago and he performed this pastime. So how much we should be eager to listen to every detail of that Lord's instruction. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, this is Srila Prabhupada's urgent, through his actions, through his own pastime, Srila Prabhupada's pastime, we can experience the urgency of all of us, to drink this pastime of, biography of Lord Chaitanya. How much we should urgently read and understand Chaitanya Charitamrita, because more than ever before, this is the age of the smartphone. We are also using smartphone, but we can experience in our own life that in the last 4 or 5 years, how much our own minds have been distracted by this smartphone. Our own attention span has been distracted. Our own, tendency to, aversion to reading long literatures. We are now not so much into reading. Why? Because we all want to just type in some messages and read some messages. That's all. To read voluminous book means it is out of question. But That is all because of this smartphone. This is a new age problem. But so let us try to, you know, fight against this new age problem by just directly connecting to the highest nectar, and that is the book Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also, this is this urgency has been expressed by the parampara of acharyas. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that in future we are all Indians. For us to read Chaitanya Charitamrita, okay, it is considered okay. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicts that in future the Europeans and Americans, they will, Europeans and the rest of the West, you know, they will learn Bengali. Why? To delve into the depths of the mellows of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki raspan karne ke liye wo Bengali sikhenge. Aisa. So how much, you know, we as Indians should at least, you know, because, and one of my friends also, 4-5 years ago, Sri Kishore Prabhu, he told me that if I am not reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, I said, he asked me whether I have read or what Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I said that I am still reading Bhagavatam. Just when Bhagavatam is over, I will start Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he told me that if you are not reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, then you have a big vacuum in your heart. You are missing one big thing. So when he said that, then I, you know, still I was procrastinating. I just, because in ashram, all of you may be having a, some of you may be having a feeling that ashram means reading and chanting. But yeah, a person can get spaced out even in the ashram also. Similarly, I got spaced out and I, you know, like procrastinated the reading of this Chaitanya Charitamrita. But then again, I started reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, and truly, you know, if you, my experience was like, I should have read it right from the start. And by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's like, it's different from Bhagavatam. Prabhupada is giving commentaries as if it's like a closed door program. Prabhupada gives it, Prabhupada is in a different mood, you know, and although even outsiders also, you know, can read Chaitanya Charitamrita directly, but the flavor is different, and even the verses are in Bengali, and the verses, like, also, because it is not Sanskrit compilation made 5000 years ago, or, I mean, it's not age old compilation, it's a compilation done 500 years ago, so it hits us directly. So I'll just read some of the verses in this so that we will be inspired to know the mood of the compiler of Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He writes in this Bengali Adi Leela. ए सब प्रसादे लिखी चैतन्य लीला गुण जानी वा न जानी करी अपन शोधन. सो द ऑथर हिमसेल्फ इज राइट टेलिंग दैट ऑल दिस आई एम राइटिंग इट द क्वालिटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य हिज पास्ट टाइम्स एंड ऑल आई मे नो इट और आई मे नो इट बट आई दिस इज ऑल फॉर माय प्यूरिफिकेशन. So although this is a very classic masterpiece, even those who are not connected with ISKCON and those who have the scholars of the outside, you know, Indologists in America and Europe, they have recognized Chaitanya Charitamrita as a high literature, as a classic literature. And although Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written a very high level literature, but he's not, you know, telling about his own glories. He is telling, all this I am writing for my own personal purification. I am not concerned whether my work will be published or, you know, like considered as, you know, great work by others. It is for my purification. So this should be the mode of every, this, we should, when we read the literatures, when we read any scripture, any granth, we should, understanding the scripture doesn't mean just understanding the letter of the scripture, it means also imbibing the book, imbibing the scripture. So, imbibing the mood of the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, this is his mood. So, we also have to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita or any book, Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, in that mode of trying to practice whatever we read. Then next verse, Sri Chaitanya Malakar Prithvite Ani Bhakti Kalpa Taruropila Sinchi Chapani. So in this verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes Lord Chaitanya as Malakar, means Mali, that is gardener. So he has brought this Bhakti Kalpataru, the desire tree of devotional service, desire tree of bhakti, as he has brought this in the prithvi, that is to this world. And how is he trying to nurture this tree? By the water of his Ichcha. By Lord Chaitanya's desire itself is the water of this tree. So the bhakti tree of Lord Chaitanya is going to flourish. Why? Because it is the Lord's will. So this has been, it's not that, you know, like it is because of us that, you know, we are doing something in this temple, something is happening. Anyone who has joined this temple or anyone who is connected to this temple since, you know, few years, 5-10 years, they will understand that they are doing a very insignificant role in the temple, and everything is happening by the will of, you know, previous acharyas and the Lord himself. So, the Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's prominent disciples, he says that this movement will expand and flourish all over the world. It is already flourishing in spite of us, he said. What do you mean by in spite of us? The in spite of us means like that gives a understanding that even though we are in this moment, still the movement is growing. It is a surprise. Tamal Krishna Maharaj is saying, in spite of us. So, that why is it growing? Because that is the Lord's desire. Okay. So, we can see that when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita or Bhagavad Gita for that matter, if we understand it as it is, then in spite of our heavy conditioning, we are so much anti-Bhagavad Gita. We are so much anti you know, bhakta, that in spite of us, this movement will grow because it is the Lord's desire. So, it is up to us whether, you know, we synchronize ourselves with the Lord's plans or mission. We can, if we join the Lord's mission, it is for our benefit. It is not that we are doing something by, you know, doing some kind of little apparent devotional service. So, I just remembered the pastime of in Mahabharat war, you know, at the end of the war, only the Pandavas were left. Most people on both sides were killed. So even the people who sided the party of Pandavas, they were also killed. So like one good example to discuss is the example of Ghatotkach. Ghatotkach, the kind of Lord used him in Mahabharat war. Like he was actually an adharmic person. He was not a good person. So although he was not a good person, he had one good thing, is that he had a good attitude towards the Pandavas. So although he was an adharmic element, still the Lord used the adharmic element, because something can be used in Lord's service. So he used that adharmic element, like for example, in as a kind of some seva that Ghatotkach did, is that he kind of saved Arjuna from the Shakti weapon. But if you see the entire Mahabharata, if you listen to the entire Mahabharata, is that Lord is able to protect his devotees by hook or by crook. So this, he just used Ghatotkach. If Ghatotkach is not there, he could have still saved Arjuna from the Shakti weapon. By, he can even just kind of make Karna forget it. In fact, Karna had that curse that at the most important, I mean, crucial hour, he will forget whatever, you know, the mantras he had learned to invoke weapons. So all kinds of in all kinds of ways Krishna can protect Arjuna. So the our situation also we can think like Ghatotkach is that we apparently were not in tune with dharma, we were not in tune with the scriptures, most of us, and we have come to this moment and we have started reading the scriptures, and then we are experiencing an inclination to render service to Lord Chaitanya. So by doing that, we are only being benefited by Ghatotkach, because Ghatotkach will Ghatotkach definitely, you know, he has anyone who fought in that battlefield either against or for Pandavas, because they left their bodies in front of Lord Krishna at the time of their death, they had a their heart had a pleasing disposition towards Lord Krishna. They were enamored by the beauty of the Lord. That may not be written at that point of each and every detail, how this particular warrior, he although against Krishna, he died enamored by the beauty of the Lord. So, but that's what, when they saw Parthasarathi at the opposite side, they just were attracted by the beauty, and then at the same time an arrow from Arjuna would put an end to their life. So, but they died seeing Krishna face to face. So they achieved the highest destination. And similarly, Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain in the purport that ISKCON is also one of the branches of this desire tree of devotional service, and we are just directly in that tree. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's the result of the tree is a fruit of devotional service. This tree is filled from all over by lots of fruits, and these fruits have now Lord Chaitanya is distributing these fruits. These fruits have become ripened. So how Lord Chaitanya is distributing this fruit is described in the few shlokas. Moolaskandher shakara upashaka gane lagilaya prema phal amrita ke jine. So the fruits of devotional service, bhakti fruit is being compared with, is not compared, like he saying that the amrit, like the followers of Vedic fold, all of us, everyone knows, from even people in Malaysia and outside India, everyone knows about the Samudra Manthan Leela. Everyone knows practically that amrit, there is something called as nectar. If you drink nectar, then you become immortal. That's what means they get a long life, and it is very tasty. But then what is the nature of this fruit? This fruit competes and conquers the taste of even amrit, you know, because amrit will just give you long life or a very 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 long this thing, but in case of the fruit of devotional service, you will attain your constitutional position. So there is, that is real immortality. When the soul is situated back in its constitutional position, that is, real self-realization is not just knowing that you are not the body or the soul, but also understanding your relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. Understanding God, understanding our own selves, and the relationship between us and Krishna. And that is devotional service. So devotional service is our constitutional position. Pakilaya prema phala amrita madhur bhilaya chaitanya mali nahilaya mool. Now Lord Chaitanya is telling that this fruit of bhakti has matured after Lord Chaitanya has tasted. Now he is, Lord Chaitanya, the gardener, he is now distributing this fruit and he is not even asking for any nahi laya mool. He is not asking for money or any type of, you know, payment. No need of making any payment. That is the second thing. This fruit of bhakti cannot is being distributed for free. Tri jagate jata ache dhana ratna mani ek phaler mulya kari taha nahi gani. And then further it is described that even if you take the riches of all three planetary systems, the upper planetary system, what to speak of this planet, if the upper planetary system, this middle planetary system and the lower planetary system, all the three planetary systems, if you take the all kinds of jewels and money, you cannot still pay for one fruit. And here the Lord is distributing it in unlimited ways to everyone. And lastly, the verse is describing Magevana Mage Keha Apatra Apatra Ihara Vicharana Hi Jane Deha Deya Matra. Now this is very important for us, because Magevana Mage, whether a person is asking for the fruit or not asking for the fruit, whether we want the fruit of bhakti or not, Patrava Apatra, the Lord is not seeing the qualification of what is our qualification, what is our spiritual background or what pious deeds we have done. No, the Lord is not seeing anything. Ihar vichar nahi jane, this kind of, you know, thinking the Lord is not having. What? Ihar vichar nahi jane deya matra, the Lord only knows to give. So whoever is in front, the Lord is given. So this is the mood of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is in Avadarya mood. He is in most munificent incarnation. So since we have known Lord Chaitanya, therefore how much we should be more and more, you know, eager to understand the pastime of Lord Chaitanya, so that the Lord is in that mood. If you are in touch with Lord Chaitanya, you will get the fruit of devotional service, because he is just pushing it on us. We just have to take it, that's all, and relish it. So, saying this, we'll begin with how Srila Prabhupada introduces Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Last time, Srila Prabhupada, in the preface, Prabhupada explains how, begins by explaining how Lord Chaitanya's teachings and Lord Krishna's teachings are the same. Lord Krishna demands surrender, and Lord Chaitanya also teaches us. He doesn't demand, he shows us by his example how to take Sharanagati. And then the six limbs of Sharanagati we discussed is Anukulyasya Sankalpa, Pratikulyasya Varjanam, Rakshati Iti Vishwaso, Goptrupte Varnam, Tata Atma Nikshepa Karpanya Shadvida Sharanagati. These are the six characteristics of Sharanagati, of which the prime aspect is, actually we try to execute all the six limbs, but unless a person lives the quality of Karpanya, that is humility, real devotional service doesn't even begin. Up until that point, it is like an external show. External show is also good. It's good to the effect that it will, at some point of time, sink into the heart. So, when a person actually lives humility, a humble life, a meek and humble life, and that is a point when devotional service actually begins. Then further, Srila Prabhupada introduces the sum and substance, that is the Lord himself. It is Lord Chaitanya's biography. So the sum and substance, that is the Lord, Prabhupada explains by explaining the three levels of reality. So that is, in case of the sun, the three levels of reality is the sunshine. The first immediate understanding of sun, a person, anyone first has is sunshine. And then when a person hears more knowledge, gets more realization and reads and understands, then he gets an understanding of sun globe. Otherwise, externally he sees a small planet on the in the sky. But what is the size of this planet and understanding of the globe we get later on. So, understanding of the globe, sun globe is higher than understanding of sunshine. And further understanding is when you understand that there is a predominating deity for each planet. Similarly, for sun planet, there is a predominating deity. So, when a person enters the sun globe, he comes in face to face with the predominating deity. So, that is the highest understanding. Similarly, in case of the Lord also, there is three understandings, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. And Srila Prabhupada explains this. And further, Srila Prabhupada explains how the teachings of Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Charitamrita is similar to the teachings of the famous, that is, famous understanding amongst the Vedic fold is the Sankhya philosophy. So, Sankhya philosophy is famous. So, again, Prabhupada says that how Lord Chaitanya's teaching is same as Lord Kapila, the original Lord Kapila, again, Srila Prabhupada says. Original Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti. So, Lord Kapila's teachings is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, and that teachings is same as that of Lord Chaitanya. How? Because Sankhya Yoga actually stresses on meditation on the Paramatma feature of the Lord. Sankhya, that is 400 form of the Lord in the heart. Sankhya Yoga does not clearly, it is very clear mentioned in Bhagavatam that Sankhya Yoga is not about meditation on void. It is meditation on the 400 form of the Lord situated in the heart. So this is very clear. So even Lord Chaitanya's teachings is in line with Sankhya Yoga, because in Bhagavad Gita Lord Krishna says Yogi Nam Api Sarvesha Madgate Nantaratmana, and the best of all yogis is he who at all points of time is always thinking of the super soul, always Madgate Nantaram Shraddhavan Bhajate Yomam Samem Yukta Tamomam. The highest yogi is one who always spontaneously is able to hold the form of the Lord in his mind. Just like the example is given of a boyfriend and a girlfriend, how at all points of time without any effort this boyfriend and girlfriend is always thinking about each other. There is no need to put effort only. Every time one person is thinking of his beloved. So similarly, Lord Chaitanya is saying, Prabhupada is saying in the introduction that the bhakta is the highest type of yogi, because an accomplished bhakta, not a sadhaka, because he doesn't have to put efforts. So in this, we can just think of the devotees, someone of you can try, naming a spontaneous devotee who is always seeing the Lord in his heart spontaneously. Anyone can try from the scriptures? Which is the highest devotees of Lord Krishna? The gopis. Gopis and others? Gopis are the highest. Any devotee from the scriptures, Bhagavatam? Yes? Someone can raise hand? Sudama. Good, good. Sudama. Hanumanji. Hanumanji is always carrying the Lord in his heart. Akrur. Akrur. Prahlad. Prahlad is that one devotee for which the Lord appeared. Only for one devotee Lord Narasingdev came. That is for Prahlad. So the scriptures are replete with, you know, so many devotees that is effortlessly they can think about the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj was always, you know, like in trance, in connection with the Lord. So much in trance that the Lord did everything for him. Now, because the Lord did kind of, always he went through miracles, highest miracle. The Lord came out of the way to save him. And the gopis are like always, you know, whether they open, their eyes are open or closed, they are always thinking of Krishna. So, though we can see like what type of meditation the gopis were engaged in when Uddhavji, Lord Krishna sent to, you know, pacify the gopis. So, the real intention was to elevate the consciousness of Uddhav, his dear friend, to give his dear friend Vraja Prem. That is the main reason why Krishna sent Uddhav. But Uddhav was thinking that he will pacify the Vrindavan Vasis by telling them about their opulence, that they have a connection with Krishna. So they just have to meditate on Krishna and Krishna is there with them. This knowledge Uddhav wanted to give to the Vrajvasis, everyone. But when he went to Vrindavan, he saw that the gopis were involved in some other kind of meditation. They were already doing some meditation. So when Uddhav saw, they asked, what type of meditation you are doing? So their meditation was, they wanted to remove Krishna from the heart. They are putting efforts to remove Krishna from the hearts. You know, this I heard from Vishwaroop Prabhu. In the sense, this is a kind of rasik pastime. The whole world is trying to capture Krishna in their heart. And this is a highest level devotees. What is their efforts is they want to remove Krishna from the hearts, because whether they close their eyes or open their eyes, they can just see their darling Krishna all the time. So they are not able to do their daily chores. They are not able to do anything. They are not able to do any kind of service. Even if they want to render service to Krishna also, they are not able to do it. Because all the time their mind is captured by Krishna and his pastimes. So, we'll read some of the, you know, compilations of Bilomangal Thakur. Abhyarchageham yuvati pravriddha prema pravaha dadi nirmamantya gayanti gopyotha saki sameta govinda damodara madhaveti. So the gopis, you know, they are rendering services in their geham house, and while they are rendering these different chores, like for example dadhi nirmamanthya, by churning the butter and all, they are constantly, you know, chanting govinda damodara madhaveti. Then kvachit prabhate dadhi purna patre nikship pyamantam yuvati mukundam kvachit prabhate dadi purna patre. In the morning, at one gopi, what she does, she just wakes up early in the morning and she picks up a pot of yogurt, dahi, and she keeps it aside for the purpose of mantham, for, you know, kind of churning it into butter. But then what happens? Mukundam alokya. Nikshipyamantam yuvati mukundam. Alokya ganam vividam karoti. Govinda damodhara madhaveti. So, mukundam alokya. So, when she, her, she happens to see Mukundam. So then what happens? Then suddenly Ganam Vividam Karoti. She starts chanting different types of names of Lord Krishna. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti Gopi Kadachin Manipinjarastam Shukam Vachova Chaitam Pravritto Ananda Kanda Vrajachandra Krishna Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So sometimes some gopi, what they do is that they stand in front of the cage of in which parrot is there, Shukam, Pinjarastam. And what they do is they try to teach different names of Krishna to the, they talk with the parrot, different names of Krishna. Ananda Kanda Vrajachandra Krishna Govinda Damodara Madhaveti Ramanujam Vikshanakeli Lolam Gopi Gehitva Navanita Golam. Pray. So when the gopi sees the brother, younger brother of Rama, that is Balram, crawling in the this thing, so she takes up a ball of butter and Navanita Ramanujam Vikshanakeli Lolam Gopi Gevhitva Navanita Kolam Amardayat Panitalena Mandam Govinda Tamodara Madhaveti. So then this gopi, she loudly, actually these are two different shlokas, I mixed it up. She offers this, she calls out to the child, Abalakam Balakam Ajuhavat Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So these are the different pastimes of how the Vrindavan Vasis are attracted by Krishna. In Vrindavan, even not just Nanda and Yashoda are attracted to their own child, but everyone in Vrindavan considers Krishna as their child. Even they are more attracted to Krishna than their own child. So this is a central mood of Vrindavan. And actually, Lord wants all of us also to be part of Vrindavan. And that is why He has come as Lord Chaitanya, to take us back home, back to Godhead. So our Shubhulas Prabhu, He has written a book called Open-Eyed Meditations. The meaning of that book, Open-Eyed Meditation, is all of us should read the scriptures, and that is a way of meditation. There are two types of meditation. What the entire world knows is only closed-eyed meditation. But the devotees, they practice both closed-eyed meditations and open-eyed meditations. Closed-eyed meditation, we chant Hare Krishna with open or closed eyes. But the main thing is mantra meditation. That is, we chant the mantras a little aloud. And that way, the meditation is on the mantra. And we may close or we may not close our eyes. But specifically we open our eyes and meditate. That is open-eyed meditation is, we open our eyes and read these scriptures left by the great souls. And we in that way have the opportunity to connect with Vrindavan vibrations. And if we sufficiently connect with these scriptures, then, and we absorb in the scriptures, then we will actually live in Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is not just a physical place. Not that you, Srila Prabhupada said it several times, and that Vrindavan is not that you buy a ticket and go to that place, that is Vrindavan. No. Vrindavan is a state of consciousness. So when you read the scriptures, when you read these pastimes of Vrindavan, of written by the different devotees of the Lord, and that pastimes kind of enter your heart, and we try to imbibe that mood, so that we experience Vrindavan. And when we experience Vrindavan in this world, then we actually go to that. It's not like digital logic that suddenly you find yourself in the spiritual. You find yourself in the spiritual world right now. So we have to put efforts by at least you know, doing this open-eyed meditations, that is sufficiently exposing ourselves to the sound vibration of Krishna. Directly, the name Krishna, the glories of Krishna, there are two types of chanting. Chanting the names of the Lord and chanting the glories of... Actually, we are supposed to chant the glories of the Lord. Chanting the glories of the Lord means also two types. One is the name of the Lord and one is Srimad Bhagavatam and all the scriptures. When we hear the glories and when we chant the glories of Bhagavatam, then we kind of enter into the mood of the scripture. So, this is a verse from Bhagavatam. This is a dharma projita kaita botra paramo. So the second verse of Bhagavatam, it says that Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, it kicks off all kinds of, you know, secondary religious principles and, you know, gives way to the real religion of love of God. So, and anyone who continuously, regularly, you know, expose our being, ourselves with this vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam, we will find in our heart Lord Krishna. Like Lord Krishna will get, you know, kind of compacted into our heart. Just we have to do the work of submissive oral reception of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this word submissive oral reception is very important, because our submissive oral reception means we should hear Bhagavatam in a mood to understand and take shelter. Otherwise the effects are not there. We have the mood of submission towards Bhagavatam and trying to imbibe it in our hearts. Then Bhagavatam will actually kind of dislocate our heart. In the sense, Lord Krishna will manifest in our heart. So, you know, like the example, there are examples of any devotee you find who is engaging in Sankirtan activities. The real product of ISKCON is the loud chanting of Sankirtan Yajna. So any person who is regularly engaged in this loud chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So as soon as this loud chanting is done, we can experience a type of mercy of the Lord when we chant this aloud. In the sense, the name of the form is different. Name of the Lord and the form of the Lord and the pastimes of the Lord are all the same. And what happens when we chant loudly is we are forced to hear the name, and then it has an effect on us. And if we do it sufficiently for a long period of time, loud chanting of Hare Krishna, what happens is that we experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness. We experience Krishna in us. And we can see the testimony of, you know, those devotees who are actually engaging in this loud chanting on a regular basis. They have a kind of enthusiasm and they always find the Lord reciprocating with them. Because the Lord reciprocates when we actually... listen to him. So, you know, one great scholarly devotee had told Lord Chaitanya that, actually we are not supposed to speak out the name of the Swami aloud. Means, that is etiquette that the master's name should not be spoken aloud. Therefore, chanting of the holy names is not so bona fide. So then Lord Chaitanya was not happy with this type of presentation. So Lord Chaitanya said that if the master himself is asking you to chant his names, if Lord Krishna is only asking us to, you know, chant his names, then the follower is supposed to follow it. Otherwise, then he is not the follower. So then we have to think like We are also part of the ISKCON movement. We so how much we are you know indulging in this chanting of the holy name. So if we practice this chanting of the holy names, then we will experience Krishna for this there is no doubt. So there is a clarion call that we all, you know, come out of our comfort zone, you know, like our kind of shyness, that how, you know, we are all kind of shy, that we don't want to go in the street in front of everyone and chant the holy names. No, but if you actually do it, then we experience that, you know, that is a seva of the Lord, because Lord Srila Prabhupada actually had to literally kind of, his followers were happy chanting in the room with Prabhupada, but Prabhupada had to take, you know, kind of force his followers to come out on the street. He himself took the first kirtan outside, and then the other devotees, like, they were a little, you know, skeptical of what will be the reaction of the people. They may not welcome them and all those. And yes, they didn't welcome. But then this is Lord Chaitanya's movement. This is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. So we, for our purification and for our connection with the Lord, because when we chant in a low tone, we have hundreds of plans that come in our mind, and we cannot you know, concentrate on Krishna's name. Hardly we hear one name. So if we just try as a austerity to begin with, you know, chanting on the streets loudly, then within a week we'll experience, you know, the you know, dynamism of the holy name, how it works. Yesterday our Swarup Damodar Anand Prabhu, he was telling that how he went for Sankirtan party along with 2-3 devotees, and you know, when he was in the party, suddenly on the street, you know, the Balaji deity, from the Lord Balaji, he came, and they found themselves in that, you know, sangam of Sri the Balaji devotees, and then they were doing Sankirtan kind of for the deity. So kind of the name, you know, attracted the form of the Lord, and they were all in ecstasy. So we'll have different types of experiences like this. In the old days, during Srila Prabhupada's time, you know, the number of devotees were very less, and everywhere the devotees were on the street, to such an extent that the people, outsiders, felt that wherever they go, they see the Hare Krishnas outside. So we can see the photographs of old BTG magazine, you know, the devotees chanting Hare Krishna, and we can see from the photographs also, from the old photographs, they are all very blissful because they are chanting loudly. And nowadays, because we are all absorbed in this phone and all, we have forgotten, or we have procrastinated from this activity of loud chanting of Hare Krishna, and therefore we experience the, you know, misery of the klesh of Kali Yuga. So we can just read, I'll just recite some chanting of prayers. So this is Bhaktivinod Thakur's prayer on Jeeva Jago. Jeeva Jago, Jeeva Jago, Gora Chanda Bole. Can you all repeat? Jeeva Jago, Jeeva Jago, Gora Chanda Bole, Kota Nidra Yao Maya, Pishachira Kole, Kota Nidra Yao Maya, Pishachira Bole, Bajibo Boliya Aise, Samsara Bhitare, Bhuliya Rohile Tumi, Avidyara Bhore. You have forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in the world of birth and death. So we can take it as on us only. Although we are practicing devotees, we are also not practicing. Tomar loite ami huinu avatara, ami vina bandhu ara So again, Lord Chaitanya is calling out to us, I have descended just to save you. Other than myself, you have no friend in this world. Enechi yoshadi maya nashi baro lagi harinam maha mantra lao tumi magi. I have brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you are suffering. Take this maha mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhakati Vinoda Prabhu, Charane Podiya, Sei Hari Nama Mantra, Loilo Magiya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I fall at the Lord's feet, having taken this Maha Mantra. So this we can think that in the West nowadays it is like the Kirtan, there is a happening. We are in India, we don't know, but in the West there is something called as Kirtan Yoga. So we may feel when we hear Kirtan Yoga that it is something ISKCON's program, something, or Gaudiya Mutt's program. No, but it is not Gaudiya Mutt's program, or it is not ISKCON program also. It is someone else's, the outsiders are doing. So outsiders have understood the benefit of Kirtan, and they are having such programs called Kirtan Yoga, and we are not doing. So thing is that it is working. People are experiencing, people, outsiders are experiencing this effects of Kirtan. So we as devotees should indulge in these direct activities. And for this there is one teachings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I happen to read Krishna Kathamrita Bindu. So Krishna Kathamrita Bindu, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that these direct activities of devotional service and trying to absorb in Panchang Bhakti, that is chanting the holy names, connecting to Vrindavan Dham, and Dham Seva, Nam Seva, reading Bhagavatam with complete absorption, and what are the other limbs? Deity worship. So all, and one more is Vaishnav Seva, Vaishnav Seva. So of this, the devotees should engage in doing this direct devotional service with full enthusiasm, and especially the devotees should not shy away from chanting the names of the Lord and loudly, and performing this kirtan, and also absorbing in the Krishna's pastimes. Because if devotees won't do, then who will do? If Vaishnavas will not connect with these pastimes, then who will do? Then the Sahajiyas will do. If the Sahajiyas will do the Kirtan, and Sahajiyas who are not following the regulative principles, they will do Kirtan, and then that will be the norm, that this belongs to them. But actually Kirtan belongs to the Vaishnavas. So Vaishnavas themselves should participate in Harinam Sankirtan and in discussion of the glories of the Lord. So we will, because this is a month of Kartik, we will just meditate on what is the glorious position of the Brajvasis, again by meditating on few shlokas of Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. The many millions of years ago, Drona and Dara, they had performed austerities so that the Lord comes as their own child. They performed austerities so that the Lord comes as their own child. And they asked this benediction from the Lord, that not only that they get the Lord as their child, but they have very intimate dealings with the Lord, and to such an extent that those intimate dealings will be the source of nourishment for the suffering people of this world. So that same Drona and Dara, they came as Nanda and Yashoda. And they Krishna had performed those childhood pastimes for first 10 years in Vrindavan. And those pastimes are, you know, famous all over the world. So this pastimes is being described in these, some of the, you know, you can capture it by meditating on these verses.
Ankadirudam shishugopagodam stanam dayantam kamalaika kantam.
Ankadirudam shishugopagodam. Top secret personality, Gopa Godam, he has become a child and he is now in the lap of Mother Yashoda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Stanam Dayantam, what Yashoda Maa is doing, she is feeding him breast milk. And what is the speciality of this Supreme Personality of Godhead? He is being served alone by Lakshmi Ji in the spiritual world. Lakshmi Ji serves him in seclusion. Kamala Eka Kantam. Ek hi kanta hai unka.
Ankadirudam shishugopa gudam stanam dayantam kamala eka kantam. Kridantamantar vajamatmanam sam samam vayasse pashupala pale.
So the same that Krishna, he is playing in the divine realm of Gokul, and what he is doing, he is playing with his own like samvayask sathi, like he is playing with his equals of same age. And what is the speciality? They are all coward boys. And then what? Premna Yashoda Prajuhava Krishnam. With love, Yashoda Mai is coming and calling. Now this is a pastime that one particular pastime in which Lord Krishna was playing with the boys. These boys were special boys in that these boys were sages and great devotees of the Lord in the past. They had knowledge of the divinity, like when the Lord came as Lord Ramchandra. So seeing the Lord's beauty, these sages in the forest, they approached the Lord telling that we want to serve you in as maid servants. Like that. So then Lord Ramchandra said that next time when I come as Lord Krishna, then you can do those, you will get the benefit of doing that type of service to me. So these sages, they were aware of the greatness of the Lord. But when now the Lord is giving them the, giving them entrance into Vrindavan in the sense, these devotees, the Lord covered with Yog Maya, they are also, the Vrindavan Vasis are also not knowing that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the people of this world also, the atheists are, they don't believe that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the one quality similar, but the thing is that the devotees in Vrindavan, they are very elevated. They are covered by the Lord's Maya, and here we are also covered by the Lord's Bahiranga Maya. So these sages have become, his friends, and they are playing. And what these friends are telling when Mother Rohini is coming to call, Krishna back home, telling that it's time for lunch. So then Krishna and Balram come, leaving the. They are playing with the friends. So the friends kind of scolded Krishna and Balram by saying that if you leave the game at this point of time, then next time when you will come, we will not take you in the game. So then again, fearing that the friends will reject, the Lord goes and again starts playing. Then Rohini goes back to home and tells Mother Yashoda that now you only have to go and call. So Mother Yashoda's love is being explained in the Bhagavatam as soon as she thinks of Krishna, you know, her breast starts, you know, overflowing with milk. Again, when we read such things in Bhagavatam, we feel, "Are, how can it be possible?" But then we have to remove our skepticism and try to, you know, accept the things and just read on. But even if you have some skepticism, then we have to discuss with devotees who know. So then you will come to know there is a like an account is there, even 50 years ago, a sage, he you know, like he had taken to the renounced order, and you know, like he happened to meet his grandmother, and there was so much thick love between grandmother and the grandson. Just by seeing the grandson in front, the grandmother, you know, she started having, she got milk in her breasts. So this is like something like, it's right now it may be unheard, but even 50 years ago this had happened, and it came, I mean, it's such things happen. Only that this reads, this needs lot of subtle, you know, purity in our beings. So Yashoda Mai, she called out Krishna with so much of love and affection, that, and then she told that Nanda Maharaj is waiting for you. And then this Krishna Balram, they, out of the love of Mother Yashoda, it is like heavy Vatsalya Bhav. So then Krishna and Balram, they came and took lunch. And this way, when Akrura approaches, and Akrura is taking away Krishna and Balram to Mathura, Yashoda Mai, she tries her best to hide Krishna, because she anticipated that Krishna, if he goes out of Vrindavan to Mathura, she is getting some kind of feelings in her heart that Krishna will not come back. Krishna is, so that, so then she doesn't want Krishna to go along with Akrura. So then, still, then Krishna leaves along with Balram to Akrura, and Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd boys are making arrangements to go along with Krishna, Balram and Akrura. So this Yashoda Mai, she is, you know, like, and other gopis, they are like having a very tough time. They can't even imagine to not see Krishna, even when he goes for just, you know, like for herding the cows. Then they can't tolerate even that few, you know, minutes or hours of separation. So what to speak of going to Mathura and coming back. So these gopis and all were trying to stop. And ultimately Nanda Maharaj went till Mathura, all after having destroyed Kamsa. Then now Krishna has to tell Nanda Maharaj that now you go back and I will come. And Krishna did say that now I have some duties to perform for Vasudeva and Devaki, so that, you know, the demons will not attack them, and so that Vrindavan will be safe. So different ways Krishna tries to convince Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda Maharaj is just in a shock, and then he didn't want to displease his son, and then he just moves back to Vrindavan in that shock. And the Vrajvasis, they are seeing Nanda Maharaj, you know, coming alone, and they are all, you know, upset. Why did Nanda Maharaj leave Krishna and is not getting Krishna along with him? So this is a big, you know, like very intense situation, wherein Lord Krishna wants to show to the whole world the love of the Brajvasis, that how much dear the Brajvasis is for Krishna, and how much dear is Krishna for the Brajvasis. And like, it's in this world, like any kind of separation, you know, after, like, out of sight, out of mind, the more a person is even if there is some love between some people, but when there is separation, that separation, with the separation, slowly the love and affection also get diluted. But the spiritual love is in a different dimension, in which the love increases. In Vrindavan, the Vrajvasis, their love for Krishna increased many fold. And this Krishna wanted to show to this world, that especially spiritual love is when there is every reason for love to be broken, for the relationship to be broken, and still the relationship doesn't break, and that is genuine love. And that is the glory of the Vrajvasis. That glory of the glorious love of the Vrajvasis, Krishna wanted to give to the people of this world. So, Lord comes, like for long time what he has not given. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya avatirna kalau. So, for long time Krishna has not given this Vraja Prem. That Vraja Prem is available in the Sankirtan Yajna of Lord Chaitanya. This Sankirtan Yajna is not ordinary Sankirtan Yajna, because the intention of the founder of the Yajna is through Sankirtan he wants to give Vrindavan, Prem to the people who are participating in the Sankirtan Yajna. So he started, Lord Chaitanya started this Sankirtan Yajna 500 years ago. He is the founder of this, and this has been coming down in parampara, and we are receiving it in parampara. So when we receive it in parampara, we get the entire benefit. So we just have to participate in this loud chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When we participate in this loud chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, what happens is that Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that this loud chanting is non-different from Rasa Leela. Although all the members of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan party are all males only. There is no, like in case of Lord Krishna's this thing, all were female and only Lord Krishna were the male party. So in Kali Yuga, people will not understand this. This is completely spiritual. So for them, the Lord brought this package of just participate in the Sankirtan Yajna, and by just participating in this, you will get the same benefit of having participated in the Ras Leela pastime of the Lord. Hare Krishna. We have to give up our snake-like mentality. The snake-like mentality is, if you don't participate in the Sankirtan Yajna, then we will be bitten by this type of mentality of, you can see, like, taking example from Kaliya. Like, everyone in Vrindavan was attracted to Krishna. Everyone is enamored by the beauty of the Lord. Even when you give Krishna book, when you go outside for book distribution, and you show Krishna book, many people are attracted by the beauty of the Lord. Many are not attracted also, but the reason for this non-attraction towards Krishna is the same thing. When Krishna jumped into Kaliya lake, then he wanted to disturb Kaliya, and because Kaliya was disturbing his entire Vrindavan, because he was poisoning, even birds, animals, everyone were dying by the ecosystem. He was disturbing the ecosystem. When Krishna jumped, then Kaliya could understand that some person is coming and disturbing my this thing. So when he came outside, he saw this attractive boy swimming around in his lake. So although Krishna was the same beautiful person, although he is the same blue boy, which has attracted the hearts of all Vrajvasis, but looking at the same blue boy, Kaliya was feeling very angry, and he was swimming behind Krishna to bite and kill Krishna. So the snake, even ordinary snake also, you'll see that ordinary snake, why does it bite? out of two reasons. One reason is out of fear. One reason is out of fear it bites, because it you stamped, if we you know stamp on the snake, it comes and bites. Or another is it anticipates that you will come and stamp, or it will you will encroach on its area, and that's why it comes and bites you. So either out of fear or out of anger. So we also, whenever we exhibit fear or anger, then that is the snake-like mentality. So this snake-like mentality is very prominent in Kali Yuga people. That is all of us. And we can overcome this snake-like mentality only if we, you know, sufficiently expose ourselves to the vibrations of the scripture, the sound vibrations. Otherwise, then we will be, you know, attracted by many things that we get on the many distractions from this world. So either we'll be attracted by, you know, mundane vibrations or the sound vibrations of the scriptures. So it is our choice. If we regularly chant Hare Krishna, and not only chant Hare Krishna, also connect to the scriptures, and also do involve in loud chanting, we have to do many things, because we are going to get the highest. We are getting love of God, which is called Pancham Purushartha. Bhagavatam says that it is kicking out all other kind of Purusharthas and giving the fifth Purushartha, giving the highest. So if we want that highest, then we have to put that efforts from our sides. And putting efforts means, you know, not only trying our best to follow four regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna, but also participating in the Sankirtan Yajna, and also trying to read the scriptures, because otherwise what is the reason, like why Srila Prabhupada has written all these books? if we are not reading these books in spite of being literate, we are not reading, then that is also a sign of ingratitude. So we should, from our side, take some baby steps and every day try to read at least one shloka a day. And then, just like how Burijan Prabhu says, one mantra at a time, if we just focus on one mantra of chanting Hare Krishna, like when we, you know, chant, we can try, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now if we say that we are going to chant 100 names on the beads, you know, so then we may get distracted. But if we just say that I am going to chant this particular mantra very clearly, then we will focus on that mantra. So when we focus on that, we just have to be in the present. I don't want to anticipate what I will do in the future, whether I will focus on the future mantra or not. So just be in the present and chant one mantra at a time. Just try understand one shloka at a time. So when we receive nectar by being in the present, that is the crux of any type of meditation. Any type of meditation means you have to be in the present. So when we are doing that, then we receive the nectar. And when we receive the nectar, then we want to chant more. Then we want to chant more like that. So then it goes on like that. So I would like to conclude. Whatever I have said is actually for my own nourishment, and so that I myself will actively participate in the Sankirtan Yajna. But if you have also got some benefit, then it will be good. Hare Krishna. Ajay, you have some question? You can. If someone can repeat clearly. Close eyes. You can chant with close eyes or open eyes. You can chant, if you are in the temple, you can chant in front of the deities. If loud. You can come in front. I'm not able to hear, or we can meet after the class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prashnaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Nitena Mene Nama Vishnu Padaya Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshitarne Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Jai Sri Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो हरि बोल जय गौरांगा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा रमण हरि बोल जय राधा रमण हरि बोल बोलो राधा रमण हरि बोल जय 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 राधा रमण हरि बोल हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हरि बोल बोलो हरि बोल हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Shri Radhe Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Jai Gauranga, Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare